Welcome to the Midweek Teas with me, Adele Onyango, where I share some random and not too random thoughts on things. And in this episode, I want us to talk about limiting beliefs. When I use that term, you're probably thinking, this has nothing to do with me. Let me tell you, all of us are guilty. I doubt there is anyone who can tell me they do not have a limiting belief about themselves, right? So the reason I want to talk about limiting beliefs is I truly believe in having this conversation. This might change how you see your entire life, because a lot of the things that you think are personality traits are actually beliefs that you learned as a child, right? So these are like beliefs about who you are or what you deserve or how much of life you're allowed to take up. And then just the list is endless. But let's break it down even further. Very many of us move through life saying things like, oh, you know, I'm just not confident. I'm not a confident person. Or I'm not that kind of person, or I'm not ready yet, or I'm not good at this. And these are things that we think are true about our personality. But psychology tells us something completely different. A lot of those thoughts are actually core beliefs. And these core beliefs are formed in childhood, and then we carry them along with us into adulthood unchecked. We don't audit them, nothing. We take them as the gospel truth as adults, right? I remember some time back, and if you're an OG member of this podcast, very early on, I kept talking about cognitive behavioral therapy. There are apps that I would use that were based on this, on CBT, right? Anyway, so within CBT, there's this idea that we all develop core beliefs very early in life. So things like, I'm not good enough, or I have to prove my worth, or my needs are too much. Hey, that one. That one was mine. Even just talking about it makes me embarrassed, to be honest, embarrassed. But the thing is, you don't walk around saying these beliefs out loud, right? And so that's why, as I'm saying them, you might dismiss it and say, no, that's not me. I've never said out loud that I'm not good enough. I've never said out loud that I have to prove my worth. But what happens is you live these beliefs. You don't say them out loud, but you live them. And they show up in so many places. These things are so dangerous, my goodness. Let's talk about like your self-image and how they infiltrate and show up there. So you might find that you doubt yourself even when you're qualified. On paper, when you're kusema, you are the one. For those who don't understand Swahili, on paper, you're qualified. But internally, you just can't stop doubting yourself because you're living in the core belief that you're not good enough, or you struggle to celebrate yourself. You know, like you've done something incredible, but you push it off. You shrug it off really quick. You can't sit in it and say, wow, I did a really good job there. Oh my goodness, look how far I've come. Isn't that wonderful? Oh wow, look how I showed up for myself in this and that moment or situation. You can't. You shrug it off and you keep moving. Or you feel like you are behind, even when you're actually doing well. Hey, this one, I'm currently shouting at myself. You're constantly feeling like, I haven't done this or I haven't done that. I'm not yet here and I'm meant to be here by this age, et cetera, right? But when we look and audit your life, we're like, wow, babes, you had a very great run. Like you're doing pretty well. And what happens as these core beliefs infiltrate our self-image? You start to look outside of yourself for validation. You start to look outside of yourself just to feel okay. And by the way, these core beliefs don't only affect our self-image. They show up in work and in our career. So in your office when there is a meeting? It could be a brainstorm, or you're thinking about a campaign with a client, whatever your line of work is, you know, you corporate baddie, you. But what happens in those rooms, yeah, in those meetings? You don't speak up. You just don't speak up. And your mind is busting with ideas. Or you want to add to an idea that's been brought onto the table. Or you want to add insight. But you just don't speak up. You're living that core belief. Or there is within your organization a role that has opened up. And you know you're ready for it. And you know you want it, but you hesitate to apply, and sometimes you don't even apply. You think you're not good enough. You're living in that core belief, right? Or, and this one was me when I was part of corporate, when I was employed, you overwork trying to prove your value. Let me tell you, sometimes I look back and I'm just like, what was happening, babes? I used to overwork. To the extent, I remember when I joined Kiss FM, I think for 2 years, I was presenter of the year. And you know, the corporate culture is stupid like that. They will reward you for overworking because it's benefiting them. It's destroying you, but it's benefiting them. And I think I won that award for 2 years because I just would always be doing the most, going above and beyond my job description. I would pick up calls at whatever hour my boss would call me. I would pick up shifts. I would never even complain that, oh my God, you guys are making me work on a Sunday and then you want me to come early Monday morning. I'm a overwork so that I can prove my value. And you're doing this not because you're not capable, but because somewhere along the line, you learned that you had to earn your worth. And we know where that happened, back in childhood. These core beliefs, they show up in business and in your relationship with money, by the way. Now I'm on the other side. I'm not in the employment side of things. I'm running my own business. I'm building my own thing. And how I've seen limiting beliefs show up is in how I charge. Because if I think less about myself, I'm going to think even less about something that I build. And so if there's an opportunity for me to earn money from something I've built, if I think less of it, I'm definitely going to undercharge, right? It shows up in how visible you allow yourself to be. For a while running Legally Clueless Africa, I used to just hide behind the scene, hide behind the microphone. And if you remember, the first couple of video series that we did, you would not see me. I would be behind the camera. hiding. Yet, I always had this dream of hosting and producing my own talk show. But for 3 seasons, I think, of our video series, I was hidden. Actually, it's more, but like, yeah, I was hidden behind the camera. I wasn't allowing myself to be as visible as I wanted to be. Until obviously last year when I was like, and with the help of my board, also, why am I not in front of the camera? Why haven't I actualized? I run an entire media network. I have a dream of having my own talk show. Why haven't I done it for myself? And I did it with For Manaless Women, right? I overcame the limiting belief. That's just an example from my life. It also affects how big you let your vision get. So you might find yourself playing small and restricting and shrinking your vision. And it's just a limiting belief at play. There is a psychologist called Jeffrey Young. He talks about something called schemas, loosely defined as deep emotional patterns that we develop as children. So for example, let me give you 3 examples actually. One is a failure schema. Right? So this is where you're afraid to try because what if you fail? A second example is a defectiveness schema. This is where you feel like something is wrong with you, so you hide or you overcompensate because you're not good enough. You're defective, right? And then the third one is a self-sacrifice schema where you give and 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 you burn yourself out. And the wild thing is, you think if you're moving from any of these schemas, you think that this is just who you are, but it's not. It's actually what you learned in childhood. And what then happens is a self-fulfilling loop, right? It becomes a cycle where, because what you believe about yourself shapes how you show up, and how you show up creates results that reinforce that belief. So if you believe I'm not capable, then what happens is you play small, you don't go for opportunities, and then your life stays small, which reinforces that indeed I am not capable. And so this self-fulfilling loop is happening, not because that's your potential. No, it's because that's your belief. So can you imagine what would happen if we heal the belief? How would that change how you show up? If we change that I'm not capable into I am quite capable, what happens is you move from playing small to playing big. You move from not going for opportunities to going all out for them. And then your life stops staying small and there's a bigness. There's something else I wanted to talk about, which is called learned helplessness. So if as a child you felt like your voice didn't matter, or maybe like your needs were not met, what happens is as an adult, you don't advocate for yourself. You tolerate things that you've outgrown. You stay longer than you should in that job, in that friendship, in that relationship. And this is not because you're weak, but it's because you learned that nothing would change anyway. Because when you were younger, your voice didn't matter. Your voice just didn't matter. So here's the shift. These are beliefs. They're not facts. They're just stories. They're stories, old ones, very outdated stories. And I feel like the moment you start to see them as that for what they truly are, then you can start to change them, right? You can first identify the belief behind the behavior. So instead of asking yourself, why am I like this? Maybe you can start asking, what must I believe about myself for me to be acting this way? So you're trying to identify the belief. And once you identify it, then you say, where the heck did it come from? Like, can we trace it? Who taught me this? Where did I learn this? Because then when you're aware, there's like breathing space, right? There's distance between you and that thing. And then you can start to interrupt the pattern in small ways. You can start speaking maybe once in that meeting. You can speak up once instead of being silent throughout, you know? You can raise your rate slightly. You can say no without over-explaining, you know? And I like this idea of starting small because, like, I don't think you transform your whole life overnight at 3 a.m. You just start to consistently, in small ways, start choosing differently, right? And when you start doing that, at least I saw this with myself, is that you start collecting evidence that, hey, this belief is not true. It's actually false, right? And the proof is great because your brain actually needs proof. And oh my God, the liberation that comes with that is unmatched. And this is exactly what we're going to be unpacking at our upcoming wellness talk. It's called Becoming the Woman You Want to Be. Our guest speaker is the accredited psychologist, Faith Guchu, who also happens to be my personal therapist. We're going deeper into your childhood patterns, into your belief systems, and how they're shaping your relationships, your work, your life. And more importantly, how to actually shift them. Now, we are already 50% sold out. So if I were you, I would get my ticket ASAP. There's a link in the show notes to help you do this. And just remember, you're not behind, you're not lacking, and you're not doing anything wrong. You're just unlearning. And to be honest, that's a beautiful place. It can feel scary and overwhelming, but it's a beautiful place because that's where everything begins, especially when we're talking about liberating yourself to become the woman you want to be. Thanks for listening to The Midweek Tease, a Legally Clueless Africa production. Episodes go out every Wednesday, and you can learn more about us by going to legallycluelessafrica.com.